Got it, Rex.
Yeah, g'day, buddy, Tony. I've got a real quick question. Here it goes. Well, I'm a V-dub person, so please don't hang up with me yet.
No, you're right.
The nephew's got a 003 Impreza, you know, wagon, Rexy thing. And in short, apparently there was something that he reached out to me and he said, can you do coding on, and what he's trying to do is code out the tumbler valve problem. And I said to him, you really need to know a bit more about that. So I've jumped into the community to try and find out. And they go, well, you can do a tumbler valve delete. And then some say, you can just code them out. And I'm going, I don't fucking know. I might ask somebody. And if you go, oh, you need to do both, I don't really want to touch the tuning, even though I can probably work it out. And I was going to say, do I get it down to you guys?
Well, you can't just delete them and leave the valves in there.
Okay. All right.
Because then they're not going to know what to do. So
you're
talking about the TGVs, yeah?
Oh, yes. PGVs. That's the ones. Yeah, PGV, yep. Or I think they call them tumbler valves. The PGVs, yes.
Yeah. So I think they're called tumbler generator valves or something like that. Doesn't matter.
There you go. You know more than me. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah. So those you can't just delete in the codes.
Yes.
If you wanted, you can delete them physically and then delete the codes, which is fine. But you still need a tune.
Oh, you still... All right, no worries. So
you're changing the amount of airflow the car's getting.
Well, and that's the... Look, and I just know from all the clusters with the VAG community, you can change bits in the tune and long coding and all that sort of stuff, but you really need to know what you're doing, because just because you can change the number doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
So my immediate question then would be, so in theory, because I'm assuming those tumbler valves or what you call them, even by, I don't think you can code them out as such. You might be able to code a default state that they go, either on
no,
or
can't
off.
Do that either. No. So the problem with them is normally that the motors fail or they get stuck.
Yes.
What's your one doing?
It comes up with a common problem. I think it's 009 error and a something else. That's really not crypt. I've got an image on it. But so what it is you start the car and it's okay. Then later on you start the car and it comes up and it goes into limp mode until it cools down or does something, and then you start the car again and it's magically perfect.
Yeah. So if you didn't want to get the car tuned, obviously to change those to actually delete them is actually a fair bit of work, because you've got to pull the manifold off and there's a lot in it.
I did. And I became YouTube educated real quick. Yeah, exactly. Manifold off, and some people, there's kits that you can buy to block them off and you've got to take out. And some of them even say, hey, if you don't want to, just leave, just basically do all that, take the butterflies off, leave the shafts there. But you're still, I'm thinking,
it's
just
still the same amount of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would probably be trying to swap the motors over.
Yep.
Because normally the motors fail on these, or the actual sensor on the front.
Ah, there you go, motors or sensor. And that's the other thing too, again, the communities. Somebody said, somebody changed them, has got a problem. They go, well, the person who took them to didn't know what they were doing, because apparently they're pretty sensitive. It's a set way you've got to do them, otherwise you get it wrong or you screw them again.
Sort of, yeah. They're actually pretty easy to do. The bolts are hard to get to, but swapping the motors is easy.
Okay. Can I get an idea?
Yeah, go
for it. I was going to say, because at the end of the day, this all comes down to time and money. For you guys to do it, ballpark figure on the top of your head?
Depending on which one it is, one of them is easier to get to than the other one.
Yep.
Probably about roughly 2 hours labour, so about 300 in labour.
Yep.
And then the parts, probably $100 for some new ones we got. Otherwise, I would probably try to just go maybe to a record or something like that and get the TGVs and just pinch the motors and sensors off them. There's a sensor on the front and the motor on the back normally.
Yep.
And then just try swapping it yourself. They're not hard at all.
Yeah. But you know the problem with that, with the whole records thing? You get it, and potentially you never really know what... Personally, I don't buy things from the records. You know why? Because I don't want somebody else's drama, or you go through the effort of paying or doing yourself. It doesn't work, and you go, well, in the old cliche, a poor man pays twice. Just do it once, do it properly.
So we're using used ones anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So from a dollar perspective, you said about $100. Is that $100, not the labour, but $100 per whatever it is, or is it $100 for the two?
No, per motor normally.
All right. No. So as a rough indicator, probably around $500 plus.
Yeah, budget about $500 to swap the motor.
Yep.
Otherwise, through the actual TGV delete, you need the deletes, which I think they're about $600 for the pair, just the actual housing.
Yes.
And then you're looking at probably $1,000 in labour, I'd say, plus another $990 for the trim.
Ah, oh, there you go. Yeah, and then that's the same thing too. It's the tune, and if you're going to do tune, and we do the same thing with the Sun's GDI. Every time we go back, the tune costs money. So if you're going to do that and you're going to update, you might as well do it all in one hit. Otherwise,
exactly.
You go back 27
times. Do everything in the one. Yeah, do the whole thing in one whack.
Yeah, and I'm going to say one other thing, and you're probably going to say, fuck, this is getting complicated. So for whatever reason, they did, and I don't know why people do it, a cap delete. And again, I don't know about the Subi platform, but I know from the VDub, you can't just go cap delete. They will throw codes, and I don't think it's actually, well, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I don't think it's actually good for the car, or it'll run not optimum. So you actually have to tune it accordingly. It's not a race car, so why are people deleting cats anyway?
Yeah, normally we just put a high flow cat in instead of the factory ones with a 3-inch downpipe.
Yep.
Don't normally recommend catless on a street car. It just smells and it's pointless.
Well, the funny thing too, well, not the funny thing, is two things. If you get pinned for it, you're done. Like, I mean, they'll really go hammer on you. But the other thing too is, I mean, nobody's Subi is actually standard these days. But if you if you're in an accident and it's done, they say, well, your car shouldn't have even been on the road anyway. So potentially you avoid your insurance.
Sort of, unless you tell your insurance that it's got mods on there.
Yep.
Normally they're pretty alright with that, especially if you're with someone like Shannon's.
Yeah, and you're just hit the nail on the head. But the Sun's GDI, like, this thing's, it's bloody 500 and something, at the hubs. This thing's off its nuts, but absolutely everything's listed with Shannon's. Every just about aftermarket nut and bolts listed for exactly that reason. All good. I get from this, he can spend around $500 and attempt to address it, but the proper way to do it would be do it and some sort of tune to go with it, or if you really want to go...
Honestly, if it's a stock car, I'd probably just try swap the motors first.
Yep. Stock turbo, it's got an exhaust on it. I don't know about downpipe.
Yeah, but I mean, that's for a relatively low modified car, not something pushing crazy power.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. All right, I'll have a chat to him. And no worries. So in the event that the codes keep coming up and the car goes into limp mode, what's the next thing other than I need to find out why? What would be the next immediate thought?
As in, if it's not the motors?
I guess he's responding to the symptoms. There's a lot on the dash, and the car goes into limp mode, and when you scan it, it's got those codes that talk about the tumbler valves or the...
That'll be the whole issue.
Okay, no worries. All right then, so tumbler valves, and you mentioned, is it one or two sensors?
Yeah, it just depends on what it needs, so we'll be able to work that out when it's here.
Yeah, sweet. No worries, buddy, thank you. And sorry, final question, with dropping the car off, it's not something, oh, we'll do it while you wait. What's the window normally to get that done?
Normally bookings are about 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, 3 to 4 weeks. But the actual effort, do you drop it off in the morning, in the afternoon?
Normally, yes.
Or it depends.
Yeah, so normally you just need it for the day. Sometimes it might need it overnight.
Yep. No, all good. No worries, buddy. Thank you very much. Hopefully I haven't busted your balls too much.
No, you're right. All good. Too easy.
Appreciate it. Thanks, champ.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye.